We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Reish Beis. And the Chafetz Chaim was in the middle of quoting a Medrash. The Medrash began with the idea that if a person lost a coin and the poor person found it, so then he'll get merits for that. And then the Medrash said that there are three types of actions, there are three types of sacrifices, and there are three types of tzaddikim. The Ola sacrifice, where everything is burnt, corresponds to love. The Shlamim sacrifice corresponds to requests. The Chatas sacrifice corresponds to fear. And then the Medrash went on to discuss how precious is the love that tzaddikim have for Hashem. And the Medrash continues and says, Veizui pakasha. What type do we mean when we say a request? Sheyesh ovdim tamakom u'mapilim tchinot u'vakashot. You have people who serve the omnipresent, and they make their requests. They ask of Hashem anything that's good in the world that they want for their own benefit. Kigon, they ask for chokhma, wisdom, bina, understanding, dat, knowledge, orech yamim, longevity, refuah, healing, yishama, skelet, an intelligent wife, banim yishrei levav, atzlacha, maasim, children of a straight heart, success in their actions, oshev, chavod, unchasim, wealth, honor, assets, zeya bakasha. That's the type of person who has requests. Ve'alez yivchei shlamim mitkavim. Corresponding to that, we have sacrifices that are called shlamim, where you give a sacrifice, that part goes to heaven, part goes to the coin, and part the person himself wants. So he is corresponding, the person who is bakasha, so he has the shlamim sacrifice. Teches yira. Then you have people who their actions are in fear, as a yira. What is a reflection of fear? You have people who serve Hashem with tremendous fear. They have great trepidation. And their prayer focuses on how to be saved from curses. They're scared of the curses that says in the Torah will come to those who rebel the mitzvos, transgress the mitzvos, those who transgress the commandments of the omnipresent. They're worried about this world and the world to come. In this world, they're worried about disease, they're worried about illness, they're worried about painful things. They're worried they shouldn't come to needing other people. Other people shouldn't take control of them. They shouldn't see their children or sons or daughters die or anything else bad happen to them. They want to live out their days with good and blessing. They pray and they're focused on the world to come, to be saved from all kinds of harmful things in the world to come, and from the burning fire of perdition, that will ultimately burn the wicked in that great day of judgment. This is the type of people that are called fearful people. Corresponding to these people, we have the chata sacrifice, where a person comes to the temple and his focus is on getting atonement. Aval kmo sheshlosha lalu ben ma'ola uben achatat ben hashlamin makrivin bevayit echad, just as these three sacrifices are brought in one house al yedei kohen echad, by one kohen l'shem elokim echad, in the name of one God, u'shloshtam shavim, and the three are equal, they each are considered, they're doing a mitzvah, they're bringing their sacrifice. Kachat tzadikim ben ba'ava ben vevakasha ben beira. So too when it comes to pious people. You have those who are pious through love. You have those who are pious through their requests. You have those who are pious in their fear. Shavim elu leilu. They have an equation between all of them. Shekulam etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu chasim. For they all rest. They all live in the shade of Hashem's protection. Va'ohev otohev. The one who loves, well, he loves him. V'amvakesh mimenu umvakesh. The one who seeks is seeking from him. The one who fears is fearing him. So they're all equal in that sense. So that's Atkan Lashon HaMidrash. Till here is where the Medrash goes. Harei lefanecha, da'av shekol echad yesh lo madriga bifne atzma, v'ikarai midat ahava me'od. You see, even though each one is on their level, and ahava, if you speak about which is the highest level, so even though love, the one who loves Hashem, is on the highest level, Mikol makom kulam chavivin lifnei Hashem yitbarach. Nonetheless, they are all precious before Hashem, blessed be He. She'av bishlamim v'chatat ne'emar l'rech nichoach l'Hashem. Even the other two sacrifices have the term, they find favor, they're of a pleasant smell, so to speak, before Hashem. U'mikol ze nishma l'inyanenu. And from all that, we could learn to our subject, de'ainu tzedaka v'chesed. That's the idea that we've been discussing of how a person gives charity. However he does it, at the end of the day, Hashem cherishes him, he is precious before Hashem. So that goes back to the idea that Tzion was arguing when we learned this, that at the end of the day, the Chafetz Chaim seems to be saying that the most important thing is that you actually did accomplish, you gave the poor man something. And the Chafetz Chaim began with an extreme example where a person dropped a coin and the poor man got it. He didn't even mean to do the mitzvah. But at the end of the day, the mitzvah was accomplished. So, yes, the Chafetz Chaim expanded a lot about what's considered lishma, what's not lishma, where should a person evolve, what's the best way of doing it. But at the end of the day, he says you have to know that Hashem loves any person that does charity, and at the end of the day, we're all doing charity, and that's precious before Hashem.
Just the last example of somebody who drops a